This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Zach Coker is a territory sales manager with AmeriCotton NextGen. He talks about the extreme heat we've seen in West Texas over the last few weeks and the varieties he sees in the NextGen portfolio that are standing out to him.
Yeah, Stephen, I'll tell you, this is a year to definitely look at the heat tolerance on cotton. But man, really the one that's really shocked me, especially, you know, the last 10 days has been 4792, 3500, and 4098. And then 3930 as well. All of them have looked, you know, as good as you can with facing, you know, 104 to 110 degree heat like they have. But, you know, they've all square retention, all looks really good so far, loading up and flowering like what we should. As long as you have water, there's some spots that was short on water that, of course, it got hot, but everything's kind of got hot. But, man, those have really surprised me on how well they've taken heat. And done a good job and go back and look healthy this week now that it's cooled off, have gone back to really trying to put some cotton on.
Coker says to find out more about AmeriCotton and NextGen varieties,
go online, AmeriCotton.com. Lots of information over varieties, lots of trials on there. Go on there, check it out. We've got some good stuff to look into.
Again, that's AmeriCotton Territory Sales Manager Zach Coker. To find out more, visit iGrowCotton.com. I'm Stephen Orr.